Yes, that is mom. That is Brother Vic's mom, Elisa Terrazas. And you heard her a minute ago. She's ready to go. She already wanted to start talking, I think. But Mama, what can I say about Mom? What can I say about Mama? It would take me too much time. All I'm going to say is this. I love Mama for so, so many reasons. Mama has a heart of gold. She has a genuine heart for God, for people, for souls. She is a soul winner. And so many experiences that we had growing up, following Mom through the neighborhood streets, knocking on doors, and just watching Mom's desire. She had a burden, folks, a desire to reach souls, to win souls for Jesus. And so that's just one of the many reasons I have great respect and admiration for Mama. All right. Well, that's it. I'm going to go ahead and open up Mama's line again. Sister Elisa, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm giving it over to you. Go ahead and share with us whatever's on your heart.
All right. Well, it is a great honor to be testifying for my Lord, for my Savior, my Redeemer, the one that made the universe, the one that made me and you and all the human race. It is a great honor to be able to speak about him, about his wonderful works that he's done in my life. But before I do that, I want to honor Pastor Clark and his wife and his family, including Brother Raul, that he has blessed me when he praises the Lord. And I'm very grateful that the Lord sent me to your group, because the Lord is coming back for his church, and I wanted to make sure that I was in church. Many things have happened in my life lately that I have been in different positions, different directions, but the Lord has allowed me to get into your group, and it's a wonderful thing that he did that, because I've been blessed. Alone last Sunday when Pastor Clark preached about by faith, Hebrews chapter 11, where all the champions of faith, he described all of the champions of faith that lived by faith, and he described each and every one of them, and then he went into saying, and by faith, Truth Church of Ontario, and she started saying all of the things that we've been through, that you as a group have been through. You see, I live in a different city, but I do everything that he says for the church, for the group of Truth Church is supposed to do under his leadership. For instance, they have communion last Sunday, and I did have communion in our home with my daughter, her husband, the three children. We also did communion. We participated in the greatest command of the Lord. And we've been blessed by these men of God. And I'm very grateful for that. Everything that he does or say, I try to comply, because he is the vigilant that the Lord has put upon us. And I'm thankful for that. I'm very thankful for that. And then he went to say that I'm still relishing the preaching. His preaching, he said, he went in to say that this church, just like the champions of that old days of chapter 11 of Hebrews, we are going on. The church is marching on. The church is not stagnant. The church is not going to be left behind. No, the church is doing what we are supposed to do this day, and by faith we go through all of these inconveniences that this pandemic has brought upon the whole earth. But our church, the church of the living God, is marching on. We are not staying in the same place. We do our prayer. One of the things that the Lord has impressed me is to be faithful in my prayer and to be reading his word every day. I chose to read one chapter every day. I was looking at my Bible because I mark the dates that I do. And I decided to start doing this starting 2005, and I have all the markings to this day. And I said, bless my soul. And because the Sunday, past Sunday, Pastor said, this is going to be a Thanksgiving Sunday. And it was wonderful because I feel the same way. I feel that we should be thankful all every day for all the things that the Lord has done. And you know that when I am in a special hard situation, the first thing that comes to mind is the Lord inhabits the praises of his children. And no matter how hard the situation is, I start singing a little hymn, I compose at the very instant, and then I feel the presence of the Lord, and where is the problem? Disappeared. So because of knowing that by faith, like he said, by faith we will be through this, and we are in the hands of the Lord, because everything is under the control of Jesus. And no matter what, we have to be doing this every day, because this is the strength of our life. Nobody else can really tell us what's going to happen in the next 15 minutes, but he knows it all. He knows the beginning from the end. And so I am very grateful that I am in this group, the Truth Church of Ontario. I'm kind of new in this group, but I love it. I see everyone is trying to outdo themselves for the Lord. The young people, the elders, pastor, everyone is trying to do the best, and it's contagious. I love it. I just wish that I was living closer to you, but Fallbrook is a little bit far away. My son has to come and get me from time to time to go and to be with you, but I really enjoy every bit of it, and I thank God that I belong to the Church of the Living God, because of all the strange things that are happening, we better get closer and closer and closer to the Lord. And in any event, if you feel yourself that you are in a special bad situation, start singing to the Lord, because he inhabits the praises of his children. I found out many times when I am, we're humans and we have some slowdowns, but when you start singing unto the Lord, praising him, you immediately feel the presence of the Lord. And that's one of the advices that I can give to my brethren. I love you all, and let's continue marching on. And by faith, we will be at the other end by the hand of our Savior. Thank you so much. I love you all.
And thank you, Sister Elisa Terrazas. Thank you. Gracias, hermana Elisa Terrazas. Well, what can I say? Mama, and I'll tell you this, folks, before the conference call today, I asked Mama, what are you going to be talking about today? I don't know, mijo. Whatever the Lord places on my heart, that's what I'm going to be talking about. And that's the way Mama is. Mama can be very spontaneous. She's very genuine. She's very sincere. So what we heard today was whatever the Lord put on her heart and whatever she felt to deliver here at the moment. And I can tell you this, I was actually with Mom yesterday. I didn't plan on being there. I had to go somewhere out in that area. I ended up visiting with Mom for a little bit, and I was able to talk with her, and she encouraged me, church, just as I believe she encouraged us today. She was talking about her situation, different things that she's dealing with. But you know, mijo, even though I'm the age that I am, I feel like I'm half my age. I feel I still have the strength and the energy and the desire of half my age. And I believe you, Mama. I know exactly what you're saying. Mama still got a lot to offer. She talked about our church, the young people, the elders, and the adults. Hey, everyone's going to do their part. Everyone is a part of this. Mama said a part of this group, a part of this church. We're all part of the same body. Thank you for that, Mama. Also, Mama talked about seeing. Whenever you're down, whenever you're going through a tough situation, all you got to do is begin to seeing. And then, where is the problem? It disappeared. Folks, people have been texting here in messages in the last few minutes. Where is the problem? It disappeared. And faith without works is dead. So, Mama, next time, hopefully, we're going to hear you sing. Because you see, folks, Mama actually has a very, very nice singing voice. And she has actually written several songs to the Lord. So I'm not going to put her on the spot today. But next time, Mama, get ready. We're going to hear you sing on the call. Praise God. All right. You can hear Brother Vic's a little happy in his voice right now. Happy to hear Mama. And we're going to continue to meditate upon these great words that Sister Elisa Trozes has given us today. Whenever you face any situation, begin to sing to the Lord. Begin to praise God, and you'll see how the situation changes. Praise God. With that said, have a great day in Jesus' name. We'll see everyone tomorrow night for 7 p.m. prayer for those of you that who can come to the church. And we'll be sending a text notification for that. All right, God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.